our mind has a nature to become preoccupied with something that is very important for us. When one has taken up some engagement or some task at hand, then mind becomes completely absorbed in it and one tends to forget the other things and other aspects of life. And this is true for any profession. Because we have taken it with a serious spirit, mind becomes preoccupied. It depends on how one takes anything in this world. In the same way, every day morning chanting of the holy name is the task at hand, which is actually a preparation for the ultimate inevitable death. So if chanting is pronounced as such a loud call for deliverance, and if mind becomes completely preoccupied with that one activity, and if all the other activities and thoughts about other activities can be put aside, then the chanting will have a desired effect. Srila Prabhupada explains the paradox of the living entity. He says Lord Krishna is not eager to see the living entity suffering. Krishna wants to see the living entity happily exchanging love with him in the spiritual world. And the external energy of Krishna, which is Maya Devi, she is also not interested in seeing us suffering. In fact, she is a servant maid of Krishna, so she also doesn't like to inflict suffering upon us. But still, she does it as a matter of duty. Just like Yamaraj is a pure devotee. Yamaraj has no desire to cause any pain to any living entity because he is himself a pure devotee. How can a pure devotee consider inflicting pain on others? But all these great personalities, they do it as a matter of duty to reform the heart of the conditioned soul. So every living entity should understand that my current situation in the smoky material world can be removed and I can come to the real light of the spiritual world only by this loud call. Because unless one is ready to reform, one cannot be out of the jail. It's not possible. So the chanting is actually the only activity during the entire day when there is a one-to-one communion between Krishna and the living being. It is like a kind of dialogue or conversation between the living entity and the Lord. The living entity is calling, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord also responds to this call in return by reminding the living being of all the promises that he has made in the scriptures and all the glorious nature that the Lord has and the auspiciousness of the spiritual path. So it is a two-way reciprocative activity, the chanting of the holy name. But if one puts off the mind and ignores the holy name and goes elsewhere, then one is very unfortunate. Sometimes a husband returns from the office. When he returns from the office, the wife is at home and she has a lot of things to tell him. So the husband relaxes in an easy chair with the newspaper and the wife starts complaining about things. Water is not there and milkman is not coming and child is not studying and kitchen has to be, you know, furnished with more facility and everything, and he goes on, keeps saying like this. But actually nothing is going into his ears. He is only reading the newspaper. But he knows that I have to hear this kind of puja every day. When I come back home, she will keep on complaining and I will keep on nodding my head. But he is not hearing it. So many a times our chanting is like that. Hare Krishna, mouth is chanting, but the mind is saying, and is attending to something else, as if something else is very important. So later on the wife is asking, okay, what did I tell you? Tell me now. And then he will not have anything to say. Now please repeat everything, he will say. In the same way, Sachinanda Swami gives his example, what I said just now. He says that the mind has a nature to completely put off itself and go to some other so-called important thing, and may completely ignore the chanting. So, the living entity is only means of deliverance is the holy name. And if one does not pay attention to it, it means it's like one is rejecting or throwing away the medicine when one is in a diseased state. Our disease is that we are trying to enjoy this external energy. So if one does not take this elixir or amrit of the holy name, which is the only medicine, there is no second medicine to deliverance from this world. So this should be remembered, and one should become preoccupied with this one activity while doing chanting. Just as we become preoccupied with any one material activity in this world which we take up, then only the holy name can take effect. Nobody else can surrender for us. We only have to surrender. Every individual has to surrender to Krishna. No second or third person can do it for you. There are many other material activities which others can substitute you. But when it comes to surrendering to the Lord, who can substitute you? Nobody can substitute you. Everyone has to individually surrender. Other devotees can only inspire us. They cannot surrender for us. We only have to surrender. So knowing these facts, it's better for us to come to grip with the truths and pay attention to the holy name, and especially days like Ekadashi today, which is a Madhava Tithi, very special auspicious day, when one can pay attention to these facts more, so that one can at least make inch by inch progress, little by little, closer to the Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki.